Welcome to Biz Takeouts, Biz Community's bite-sized business news to go. I'm your host, Retendo Nyamuda. Coming up on the Takeouts menu, Southern Africa Startup Awards CEO and founder, McKevin Ayaba.
One of the problems we are facing as Africans is the fact that we hold on to ideas. We keep getting scared that someone would take it from us. To be honest with you, no one can better execute your idea than yourself. How long would you hold on to fear rather than trying to solve the problem that you've seen?
It's time for Biz Takeouts. McKevin, as someone who has a background in technology and engineering, as you mentioned, you've also worked for the UN in the UN Development Program. You've had the opportunity to also travel around to various African countries. What have you seen? What potential did you see through your travels?
During my travels, I realized that we are so intelligent. Africans are so intelligent. We are so smart. We can do anything, and we have the resources. We have so many problems that we can solve using all of these young guys who are so creative, who are so talented. But the problem is that they don't have that opportunity. They don't have someone to support them. They need that support. They need that moral support. They need to have those conversations that they can do it. They don't believe in themselves. They think that everything is about money, that the government is letting everyone down. But I also think that we need to start, pushing on the agenda. And so the main problem is that we are so intelligent. We are so smart. And we have so many problems that we need this intelligent and smart and creative mind. Mm-hmm. But they also need support. They need to be encouraged to becoming an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. I mean, just look recently, we've been seeing a lot of Africans dying, traveling in, because they want to travel in Europe for greener pasture. You have degree holders, master's degree, even PhDs or even high school, who live in their family just to look for something to survive. Some even cleaning the streets with all this in their pocket. That is so sad. Mm. And with everything else, we need to create an environment that is conducive enough for our people, for our youth to be able to excel within our own environment. Mm. And the best possible way is that we need to build or create ecosystems or create that environment that shows that we care for them, we are ready to support them.
Before I touch on the ecosystem side, you've mentioned opportunity. Just because you have a great idea doesn't mean that it's something that will be easily created or that you'll easily be able to find the resources to now launch that business.
Yes.
Where does one start?
You cannot hold on to your idea. It's not going to help you. Just start. Just believe in it and wake up one morning. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And you start facing and you start looking at the challenges. And now you start talking to people that can come in. Mm-hmm. But if you don't kickstart that idea, then it's only remain an idea and no one else will come in. You won't even know the problems that are behind or who you need to contact to support you. While the idea is developed, you believe in it. You talk to someone, look at your best friend, look at someone around you, just share with them. But one of the problems we are facing as Africans is the fact that we hold on to ideas. We keep getting scared that someone would take it from us. To be honest with you, no one can better execute your idea than yourself. How long would you hold on to fear rather than trying to solve the problem that you've seen? So for me, I tell each and everyone that I meet, do you have an idea? Start. Mm. Put it out there and look for partners and stop looking for money at first, because the mindset of most young entrepreneurs or youth is that this idea will require me R1 million or $1 million. They will require me this amount. But that is not the case. To be an entrepreneur, you don't have to start. It's not about money.
So I want to touch on building ecosystems in Africa, because I think it's really important, this interconnectivity that we have. Mm-hmm. And especially now that we have the African Continental Free Trade Agreement.
As when the idea of the free trade agreement came up and our leaders have been working on that tirelessly, it was one of those moments that I said, oh, this vision is being realized. Because one of the things, and that's one of the reasons why I start feeling how much important our award, the Southern Africa sort of award is, because I come from a place where if you know what your neighbors are doing to solve their own crisis, and you understand that, then it's easier for you to work and partner with them. You guys may be working on the same idea, the same knowledge, and you want to take your project or to scale to Zambia, for instance, or to Namibia, for instance. It becomes easy. Thank God within SADC, for instance, you don't have struggle with visa, which makes business really easy. So imagine that if our continent could have this kind of situation, how much business are we going to get? How much exposure are we going to? Because as an entrepreneur, you need exposure. You need an opportunity to go to other countries and establish your business. And one of the ways that you can easily do that is already by connecting with someone that is almost in the same space, but in another country. It makes the collaboration and partnership even more easier. Trust me, I mean, if this is really established, the free trade is really established, and give Africans an opportunity to do business with one another in different countries without hassle, by 2030, we are going to be in that space, in that continent that we've always been dreaming. So it is a very important step for entrepreneurs. Mm. I mean, you can look at Kenya. Kenya is growing tremendously when you talk of technology. Nigeria is coming so strong. I mean, look at Rwanda. In the space of how long, look at where they've come in. My Uganda was just there a few weeks ago. And this guy has everything that we talk about Rwanda is technology. So imagine that now we open borders, you know, we talk about business, we can travel easily and discuss partnership, collaboration. What else do we need as a people? I hope that the free trade will also make sure that traveling becomes also less expensive. Because when we do free trade, we need to also work on the flight or traveling or resources to travel and make it maybe cheaper. Break the data barrier, because also data is a huge thing in Africa. We can't really do much without data. It's too expensive. So why they are busy looking for the free trade? These are some of the things that they need to look at so they can enable young entrepreneurs or to be able to do business really, and also not looking at how much will it cost them to actually really, really take their product to another country. So it's one of the most beautiful things that Africa has.
You've spoken about some of the challenges we might face with bringing down the costs of data, bringing down the costs of traveling. Is it the responsibility of corporate or government or the individual to take advantage of those opportunities, regardless of the challenges?
You're really talking about entrepreneurship, yeah, and we're talking about startups. You know, the word startup is something that is new in Africa, and it's always, and we're saying that in the next 10, 20 years from now, if the corporate don't work with startup, trust me, they may even not also be in business. Well, I see so many corporates now are now looking at working with startup. I'm a very strong believer of collaboration and partnership. And I strongly believe that if we together, the government, the corporate, and put their hands together or their heads together to support the startups or to be part of the builder. We see that happening, but it really need, we don't, I think we've seen a lot of stories being told. People use that for the 14th Revolution as part of a campaign, yeah, where everyone is talking about it. And because they know that if they speak about it, it's going to tell some of the youth that are really into it. But actions really must be taken. So collaboration is the key word out of this conversation that we are having.
McKevin, you are the founder and the CEO of the Southern Africa Startup Awards. Where do you see the awards going in the next few years?
I am the official partner for the Global Startup Awards in Africa. And my mandate is to make sure that we have the other four regions in Africa join the Global Startup Award. I was in Rwanda, like I mentioned to you earlier on, to start looking at potential regional owner in Rwanda to kickstart the East Africa region. We are sure that by next year, we should have the East Africa region join. We are also having a conversation with Nigeria to see and Ghana to see if we could have the West Africa join as well. But our hope is that by 2021 or at most 22, we should have the other African region join. So our wish is, if anyone who would be listening know of people in the East Africa, in West Africa, in North Africa, who would like to have this region created, mm-hmm. it would be nice. We are really open for conversation. So by 2023 at most, we should have all the five African regions involved. So that's really the vision, because again, with the coming, that's what I said to you earlier on, that with the coming, with the establishment of the free trade, mm-hmm. just imagine that with the free trade, and we are already having SADC already collaborating mm-hmm. With one another. We are finding, we've already seen some few that are already discussing partnership. Mm-hmm. Imagine that we add East Africa, West Africa, North Africa, Central Africa. How much opportunity would these entrepreneurs have? It would be beyond measure. They will have so many opportunities to establish a business in any of these countries, because already they are what open doors for them. We had people coming from over 300 entrepreneurs came over from SADC region to our grand finale. Mauritius, Namibia, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Tanzania, Angola, all these people were there. So the network that we had, the conversation, the speed dating was to connect these people with one another mm-hmm. so that they find synergies mm-hmm. and see how they can both take their brand and put in any of these countries that is feasible. And so it is really, really, we are looking at 2023 mm-hmm. to have the brand in all of our continent, because that's the best way to be. That is, we are in, again, connecting these five regions. Mm-hmm. Remember that Global Startup Award is already in seven regions, mm-hmm. 64 countries. So we sure that by 2023, we should have more than 100, mm-hmm. more than 100 to 200 countries, which give an opportunity to our African startup, to our African entrepreneurs.
And that's a wrap on today's show, Biz Takeouts. Take it where you like it, when you like it, how you like it.